Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Kingdom Bless KBLS Radio Network. Now, here is Love Moments with John and Lisa Kasten.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. How's everybody doing on this blessed Saturday?
Good morning, you guys. Happy Saturday.
Man, it is such an awesome day here in sunny Northwest Indiana, Chicagoland area. Listen, we got a treat for you guys today. We're excited. This thing is getting ready. We're getting ready to take Love Moments to another level. I want to kind of give a brief definition of what I feel like love is. You know, love is not just you, as my wife would tell me, you know, jumping in the bed at night, cuddling up and thinking you're going to get something. But love takes you to, you know, protection. You protect the ones you love. You provide for the ones you love. You put things into perspective. You use the wisdom of God for the ones you love. So in the midst of everything that I just said, we want to try to add some different parameters to love moments. And so what we want to do this week, we have a special guest for you guys. Keir, are you there, Keir?
Good morning, John.
Good morning. And this is Keir. Everybody knows this is Keir, the blessed engineer, our right-hand man from Afghanistan. Listen. We thank God for this guy putting this stuff together. He makes this thing happen, and we've been trying to come up with some different things other than relationship talk. This is part of relationship, though, because I'm going to tell you, is our special guest on the line with us, man of God?
She sure is. Go ahead and introduce her right.
Hey, lady.
Hello, everyone. Pleasure to be here today.
Hey.
This is Tracy Flores Piku, your DFW homegirl real estate broker here in Dallas, Texas.
Man, listen, I'm telling you, I want to give a shout out to this woman. She's been key.
Hey, Tracy.
Hello, sister from another Miss and Lisa. How are you?
Yes, you took the words right out of my mouth. I'm good. How are you?
I would love to say, honestly, I am blessed and highly favored.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We really appreciate it and love talking to you. So
thank you. Thank you.
Yes. I'm going to pass it back over to John.
All right. Well, for those of you all who don't know, this is my, I call her my little big cousin because she's short and I'm just tall. But she definitely brings a different dynamic to our family. And, man, I love this chick. You know, you got God, my wife, you know, and then, you know, the rest of my family. But this girl is on the top tier. So all of my cousins listening today, don't get mad, but I'm finna say something. Yep, she is my favorite. And if y'all want to say something, y'all can come see me. Well, most of y'all don't know where I live at anyway, so I ain't even worried about that. But at the end of the day, hey, Tracy, you know how I feel about you. Love you. Thank you for being
likewise.
Here with us today. We're getting ready to get this thing started, you know. And so we want to open up the floor by asking you a very pertinent question about real estate. We know that, you know, you're one of the biggest brokers in Texas. And so people would be like, well, she's in Texas. What does that have to do with us here in, you know, Northwest Indiana or Illinois area? So the question that I want to have to you, you know, the issues that a lot of people are having, and it's not just a black issue or a white issue, but it's a universal issue, is credit and real estate. how can you give us some good advice on what we need to do? And we want to basically take ourselves and just let you use this time to kind of tell people what they could do to better their chances at purchasing a home and stop giving their money away to, you know, to, I don't want to say slumlords, but giving mm-hmm. their money away to people who, where it's not an investment for them.
Wow, that's a that's a question that could go in so many different directions. But what I would say is this. First and foremost, I'm going to have to ask for God to bless me in a way that he has his way. I'm ill-prepared for this. However, I am prayerful that someone out there will be blessed by just at least one thing that I say. So with that being said, I am the realest realtor. And it doesn't matter if I'm in Dallas or anywhere else in the world. What I'm about to say to you, and that means all of your listeners, is universal. The first thing you must do is set goals. You have to have a plan. You will fail if you fail to plan. So the first thing that you should do is pull your credit. You need to evaluate what your credit score reflects. And in a nutshell, you need to pay your bills on time. No one wants to lend anyone any money if they feel and can see by way of your credit report that you don't pay your bills on time. That is the first step that everyone should take. And in addition to that, all of the funds that you have that you may consider as discretionary funds, extra income, extra play money, there shouldn't be any play money when you have a goal set to purchase a home. But you have to be on the same page together with your spouse, sit down with your family, and make sure that everyone's on the same page so that you all know what your goals are. And that in itself will inspire everyone to move forward toward reaching your goals. But credit is, and I say credit meaning subpar credit, is the greatest reason why most individuals are not able to attain home ownership. And if you can afford to rent, you can certainly afford to purchase.
Wow. Yes. And so now everybody, you know how we roll on the show. We just come off the collar. So when she said that she was ill prepared, listen, I'm telling you, Tracy, we know as you being who you are, because I'm telling you all, when we were in the home buying process, this was who we called. And she basically just told us straight up, look, well, there's a lot of things you're going to like to look at, you know, but just be realistic. And so when you have somebody in your corner like that, and like I said, she's in Texas. We bought in Indiana. And she was able to kind of steer us in the right direction over 1,000 miles away and just gave us some information. Now this service ain't free. So if you want to, you know, get somebody like this to stop and take their time out and kind of give you, you know, be ready to be a blessing, you know, to those people, you know. And so I just wanted to say that. But then I want to ask this question. When people are looking at homes, you know, I love HGTV. I love, you know, Do It Yourself Network. And, you know, they have, you know, the fixer-uppers and the what's the brother's names that do they show, and they take these people out. But when they take these people out to look at houses, and you know how they always go to the extreme and they show them the big house, the show is set up because that's how we want to go. You know, the bank, okay, say for instance you get pre-approved for $350,000, and you're going to go out. And why is it that we always go out and we're looking at the million-dollar home thinking we got a good shot at that, and we know that we only got $300,000 worth of income and credit.
Do you want me to answer that?
No. Yeah,
I can come right off the cuff. Okay, well, here's the reason why, and this is as real as it can get, because we are too busy trying to impress others instead of remembering to live within our means. Okay, and so when you spend more than what you can afford, you have to ask yourself, are you doing this for yourself or are you doing this to impress others? Because if you are looking at, if you have these caviar dreams and you are on a bare budget, you may need to reevaluate what you're looking at. So you need to be real with yourself first. Be real with yourself first. Humble yourself. Crawl before you walk. See vision in what is before you and what is available for you within your means. And have a plan to grow from that. There's nothing wrong with starting small and growing from that. My husband and I did the same thing. And I have to be honest with you and tell you that because I did not, and I'm being very honest with you with this, our very first home purchase, we didn't have a pot to tinkle in, nor a window to throw it out of. And we had just given our notice to our townhouse. We would always drive by homes, and we'd see these homes, and they were mediocre homes, starter homes, if you will. And we'd see that the homeowners just didn't seem to care for them. They didn't take care of them. And we would always drive by and say, wow, if one day God would bless us with a home, we know we would just take care of it. And when it came to that point where we were credit eligible to purchase a home, our credit limit for purchasing was so small or so minute in the grand scheme of things that, oh, Miss Diva over here thought that, oh, well, I'm too good for this. So the home that we had at our disposal that could have been ours if I just say the word yes and sign on the dotted line, I didn't want that home. Because it wasn't the fabulous home that I thought I should have or we should have, that we deserve. But guess what? My husband pulled me to the side and said, listen, I need for you to have vision here. This is our starting point. We won't be here forever. All of these little things that you are picking out, that you're saying they're not good enough for you, we can change that. We can modify that. We can paint that. We can pull this carpet up. Have the vision and see what God has put in front of us right now that we're very capable of obtaining. And let us move forward with plans and set goals and save money and improve our credit so that when that time comes, babe, you give me 5 years and I'll promise you that I'll move you into a larger home. And we did that in every way that I just said. We did just that. But sometimes people's eyes are bigger than what they can actually afford.
Wow. And I just want to throw this out there. You know, is it been 20? How many years has it been, Tracy?
21.
21 years. See, that's why they got 21 years under their belt. They live in a cathedral, y'all. And God is so good to them. Vision, wisdom, right then, right there. So we don't have somebody on the show that's just telling you something because it sounds good. She's been there, done that, and bam, she's got the cake with the icing on top of it just to show you that this can happen for you. It does take a little time. It doesn't start overnight, happen overnight. So if I could just get you to kind of give the perspective to the people that are listening, is it a bad thing to, like, go out and, like you said, a lot of people are trying to impress other people. So should you, like, before you purchase a home, can you go out and buy the fancy car so when you're doing the looking around at the houses and stuff like that, people see you rolling up, you know, in a Mercedes or BMW or the Audi A8. Should they be making purchases like that, things like that, or what should they do in that sense? What, I mean, how does that play into everything? Does that matter?
It just really depends on the person's mind frame. I mean, I see plenty of people who have the latest and the greatest vehicle, and they pull up every day to an apartment complex, something that will never be theirs. They are enriching the finances and the legacy for the owners, for the corporations who own these apartment complexes, or the landlords who own these rental properties. Okay, something that will never be yours. So outside of that, you know, it depends on what is most important to a person. Is it more important for you to pull up in a 2015 Mercedes and you're paying a note on that, nice rims on that, and you styling and profiling, but you're pulling up to something that is not yours? I'd rather have it opposite of that. Okay, I drive a 2010 used vehicle. It is probably not my ideal car in any way. I have had several luxury vehicles. But guess what? Those vehicles don't make me. They're not assets, in my opinion. They're not true assets. They do not appreciate in value. Your home, your property, is an asset, because that gives you leverage down the line. A property is something that you can leave to your child. The land that your property sits on will never depreciate. Your property itself, of course, we know how those things work, meaning the county's assessment of properties in general. That's why your taxes increase and decrease year after year after year. Okay, because those things change based on the climate of the market, but there's still going to be equity and an asset there in those four, within those four walls. So I guess to answer your question, people need to put their priorities in place first. If you can afford a nice home, but you're so busy trying to impress, and I say I'm going to fall back on the word impress quite often, because that's normally where it comes from. If you've ever read the book The Millionaire Next Door, or if you realize how millionaires obtain and maintain their wealth, the general layperson will look at an individual who is driving the flyest car on the road, nicest rims, nicest clothing, and they think that person has it going on. What they don't know is that that person probably is renting their residence. It will never be theirs, okay? A lot of people fall into the trap of lease to own, the whole other subject. That is something that will more than likely never be yours. But let your focus be something that can be yours, is an asset, and is something that you can leave as a legacy, because you won't owe on your home forever. What you will still have to be responsible for is property taxes. But, again, it's a legacy. It's a legacy. It's an asset. It's something that will be your own.
Amen. Thank you, Tracy. That's awesome. That's so good. I just read something the other day, and I haven't read that, The Millionaire Next Door. I've always wanted to, but I know in that book they talk about how, you know, the millionaire next door, you won't see them 9 times out of 10 driving a fancy car or wearing the Jordans. They're walking around in normal, you know, penny loafers, hush puppies, something basic. And they're not, you know, they're not flossing, so to speak.
That's right.
Clothes and their cars, but they pull up in a driveway to their nice home that they own, in their average car, and you know, and then they have something to build on. They have something to leave to their children, like you said, and create a legacy.
Absolutely.
I also read something the other day. This girl said, I thought it was so cute that, well, it was cute, but it, a little different. But she's like, if you're wearing it on your, you know what, then it is not a set. You know, our shoes and our purses and our, you know, furs and all of that, will never be assets. They'll always, and not to say that they're not nice, but they just have their place, and they shouldn't take the place of your home and where you and your family can come and join, and you'll have something to show for it. I also wanted to throw in when, you know, we go to the bank and we get our approval, whatever, prior to doing that, we should make an attempt or and just set up some kind of budget for your family so that you know what you have to work with. You know, you're not just taking a stab in the dark. And there's all kind of programs and things out there that you can use to do that. But it'll tell you, you know, how much of your household income should actually be going to your house. I think it's 25 to 30% maybe. So you want to figure out where you are in the scheme of things as far as paying a mortgage, and how much of that goes to that and goes to other places.
That is true. And that is a part of the credit income debt ratio module that is normally used to determine how much of a risk you are, and in addition to that, how much can you afford, and are you a good candidate for repaying that debt? So, yeah, you're absolutely right in that, and income is certainly a major factor. More importantly, how long a person has been on their job. If you job hop every 2 or 3 months, it's going to take you a little bit longer to make an impression on anyone, because they're looking for stability. Okay, so in other words, if you're a lender and I come to you and I ask you, Lisa, John and Lisa, you know, I really want to invest in building a business, okay? And then you come back at me and say, okay, well, how much do you want to borrow? And I tell you $100,000. I want to think that you'd at least like to know a little bit more about me instead of just forking over $100,000. I think you'd like to be somewhat secure in knowing that you're going to get your money back, because most people don't want to lend money if there's a high chance that they're not going to receive the return on that loan.
You have to
stay on your job. As I run across so many individuals who really are very, very unhappy with their careers or with their job, and they're always ready to throw in the towel. And I have to tell them, you can do that, but if you do, realize this. Go ahead and get rid of the goal of purchasing a home right now, because now you're going to need to start over. The banks, the lenders, the investors, they're going to be looking at your pattern, because this is how all of these things come together to determine whether or not you are worthy of this loan. This is what most individuals go with, a 30-year loan product. Will most people see the advantage of being able to actually make that last payment after 30 years? You really have to ask yourself that. It's not very common. It's not very common, because most of us will do what it takes if we are pressured or if we want it badly enough, but can we keep it and can we build upon it? Because if you're really, really concerned about your future, real estate, as we know, dates back to the biblical days. There's no way on earth everyone shouldn't have some type of interest, vested interest in real estate.
Amen.
That is one of your
Amen.
Top wealth builders in the world, real estate. So it's not going to be the newest Jordan. It's not going to be the latest Louis Vuitton. It's not going to be the latest anything. It is going to be, you're saving your money, you're building your credit, you're being disciplined enough to know what your goals are, how to reach them, and then, more importantly, as I mentioned, how to maintain them. Because once you can maintain them, you'll see where your wealth has grown. And now, hopefully, you'll be willing to grow it further by becoming an investor.
That's awesome, Tracy. I just had a quick thought when you were talking about the third year, because we, as you know, we just got into our home, but we had always talked
about that.
Thank you. It is a blessing, definitely. And thank you for all of your input and advice on giving us, because we definitely could have went another path. So,
you're welcome.
We appreciate that. But we've always talked about like making bi-monthly payments. And I wanted to get your opinion on that. We just got, it's funny because we just made our first payment, and I don't know if we were reading something or the gentleman at the company said it to us, but no, we were reading something. And on our statement, it says that, so you know how you might just send an extra payment in, or you might send a little extra in towards your mortgage or whatever. Well, this, they won't accept anything less than what the payment actually is. So if you want to make a payment and then make like an additional partial payment, you have to have it in writing that you can do that. And so John said, why do you think they do that? And I'm like, well, because it's going to save us a lot of money, and they're not going to make, you know, the tons of that hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest that they might make if we indeed keep this thing for 30 years and pay it out in 30 years. But to look at, so the gentleman sent us the form to be able to do the every, you know, bi-monthly or whatever. And the savings was like, is astronomical. But I know we're running out of time. I'm going to wrap it up, but I just wanted to get your opinion on that, which is 30 year versus say a 15 or whatever.
I say more importantly, if you are comfortable with that financially speaking and you're very disciplined, I think that can be a great thing. I know that many do choose to go that route. However, I would say for the average home buyer, whether first time, second time, or just maybe not as well versed as others, I tend to lean to, and it's only my personal opinion, even for myself and my family, I would always select a 30-year mortgage. And the reason for that, meaning pay monthly one set mortgage payment. The reason for that is because I don't know what tomorrow may bring. And if our payments are due every 2 weeks, and one of us should happen to, God forbid, lose our job or become disabled, or our hours are reduced in some form or fashion, I think that is a lot of pressure to place on ourselves. And so with that being said, I see the benefit in electing to enter into a 30-year loan repayment agreement. And I've not ever heard of a lender saying that you have to have it in writing or have it approved to send in more. Because what I've always done was send in an extra portion of a payment in a separate check designated specifically toward the principal. I've never known for a lender to turn away from that. Now, that may be something new. And so I will say that this is just based on the information that I have and my experiences. But the 30-year note can work just the same as a biweekly 15-year note. Because by the time you take all of those payments, at the end of the year, they should have equaled one full monthly mortgage payment. And that is one of the tricks of the trade that helps you to reduce those years, because you're shaving off years of interest. And years of interest is what causes you to pay more for your home in the long run, typically twice or three times the amount that you actually signed up for, if you really and truly read the fine print.
Mm. Wow. Well, Tracy, listen, we truly thank you. And for the sake of time, I'm telling you, I believe that this last 30 minutes has been very informative, not only to us, but to those that are listening. Hey, we got Kier, the blessed engineer, here on the show. Kier, we know you got something you got to say as far as what we're trying to do with the show. We want to turn it over to you, and then we'll let Tracy close out if she has anything else she needs to say.
You know what? I like Tracy already. We got to have somebody in our lives that's going to help us real when it comes to our finances, because you don't need somebody.
Okay.
Nope.
It's breaking up, man of God. It's breaking up.
Real bad. Okay, well, real bad. I'm just saying, Tracy, I like you keeping it real.
Thank you.
Way, keep it real, and people need to hear it the way. Pay your bills. Get your credit right. Don't start trying to live outside of me. And it's important for couples, the husband and the wife team, to come together and speak real to one another as it relates mm-hmm. to making that house a home. And
that's
so
right.
I just wanted to agree with you on that level. All right. Now, yeah. I'm going to let you guys go. I thank God for you. It's been a great show. John and Lisa, as usual, you guys be surprising me. I'm telling you, it's just been really good. It's been really good. So, and we're going to let Tracy say goodbye and you guys say goodbye, and we're going to end the show like that. How about that?
Well, hey, what is a surprise? What is a gift unless a surprise? So all I can tell you is we know you like it when we surprise you. That's why you always show out when we do. But Tracy, if you want to close us out just by telling people, hey, how to get in touch with you, how to link up with your company or whatever, hey, go ahead, because we got people listening all over the world.
Okay, well, I'd love to, and I thank you for the opportunity. I'm hoping and praying that someone has been blessed, and if nothing else, inspired to want to do better. Do better for yourself, do better for your children, and keep in mind, forefront, that you want to leave a legacy. That is very, very important, because we have not tapped into that, and it is very important. So, again, you can reach me through my website if you'd like, and it's www.tracypcou.com. That's TRACYP as in Peter, ICOU.com. Also, I'd like to say this to you. If you don't contact me, ask around. Ask others if there is a trustworthy, honorable, knowledgeable, an accessible real estate professional in your area that they may be able to refer you to, because there's wonderful agents out here. I don't want to take anything away from anyone. Those that put forth the effort to educate themselves and they're aware of the trends and they can be real with you, as long as you can take it, that person will lead you in the right direction, but you have to have your mind and your vision open and prepared. If they're going to help you and journey along with you, don't fight it. Roll with them, and they can help you reach the goals and the dreams that you have always had within you. You can do it. Just be reasonable and remain faithful. You can do it, but again, remember, first and foremost, you can have all of the faith in the world, but faith without works is what?
It's dead.
All right. So you can have the faith, but you have to make the correct moves in order to get you to where you want to go, and you will find success in that. If you'd like to call me, my number is 817-915-2832. I would be more than happy to help you, but I want to let this be known as well. If you are not serious, please save my number until the time that you are. Because when you call me, I mean business, and I will do everything in my power to see to it that God's blessings are showered upon you. And I want you to be fully prepared, because I'm always prepared.
We're going to have to give Tracy her own show. We're going to have to give Tracy her own. She can talk, and she knows what she's talking about.
I just love people. I love people, and I love helping people. This is my passion, but more importantly, this is my calling. And so it's very easy for me to want to help people if they want to help themselves. That's what makes my job as fulfilling as can be. I could wake up and do this every morning and never sleep at night because I know I'm doing the will of God. So this is for the body of Christ, and if anyone needs additional information, again, I told you you're welcome to call me, but you better be serious when you do.
Hey, man. Well, we thank you, Tracy, for joining the show. John and Lisa Kasten, make sure that you guys join us again next week for another exciting episode and broadcast with John and Lisa Kasten's Love Moments right here on KBLS Talk Radio. We love you. We'll talk to you next Saturday, all right? God bless.
Thank you, everyone. God bless everyone.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.